Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's bring in tech reporter Mike Dubusky this morning. We should get a glimpse of some new Apple products at the Worldwide Developer Conference, and it looks like virtual reality headsets could be a game changer.
Yeah, that's kind of the big thing that we're expecting Apple to announce today at WWDC, which is their Worldwide Developer Conference. All the major tech companies do something like this where they bring in all the developers, the people who make apps and that sort of thing, and they show off their latest stuff. You know, hey, build something off of this platform or this software. And this year, Apple is expected to do some of that. We're expected to get a little bit of a look at what the next generation of iPhone software is going to look like, maybe a different version of the MacBook Air. But yes, you're right, Susan. The big thing is expected to be this VR headset, which is a big move for Apple because it's a new product, but it's also a big move for the VR space because when Apple jumps into a new product category like this, that's a big deal. That means that like a legitimate company, one of the most valuable companies in the world, thinks that your product category is legitimate enough for them.
Now, I've read, though, the price of this, it seems staggering.
Yes, $3,000 is what we're expecting this thing to cost, which is pretty eye-watering. Just to put that into perspective, Meta launched a premium VR headset last year called the Quest Pro for $1,500, and that got people's eyebrows raised. In fact, to such a degree that they just recently bumped that price down to $1,000 in an effort to move more units. And if we're talking about the VR space in general, it is kind of not materialized in the way that we've thought it was maybe 2 years ago. Meta sort of kicked this whole trend of VR off, this recent hype cycle of VR off with, in 2021, they obviously changed their name from Facebook to Meta. Microsoft acquired video game companies in an effort to sort of pump up their VR stock. But in the years since, companies like Microsoft and Disney have stepped away from their VR plans. And a lot of the venture capital has sort of dried up there as well. So on one hand, we're looking at like Apple entering a hot new segment. On the other hand, you know, they're kind of showing up late to the party.
Then Apple must be thinking, though, that the VR headset is going to be a big consumer trend.
They seem to. And I think one of the big questions here today, Susan, is going to be how they position this, right? Because a VR headset can be a lot of things. Meta offers a cheaper VR headset, the Quest 3, which they just announced, at like $500. And that's mainly intended for gamers, right? That's intended for you to sort of live in the video game space, and it's a different way to interact with video games. But Microsoft, on the other hand, sells an enterprise version of a VR headset, an AR headset technically, that is designed for like military and business applications where you can go interact with a piece of engineering and see things overlaid on top of it. So there's a lot of different things you can do with VR. I'm really curious as to how Apple is going to target this thing. I think the price speaks to the fact that it's not going to be something for everyone. It's not going to be, you know, an iPhone replacement, at least just yet. But, I think that's still one of the major question marks that I'm really curious about.
All right. Hey, thanks, Mike. I appreciate it. Mike Dubusky this morning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.